Hi there, I'm Austin Kim with these top stories on Newsy. America's longest war is over, with U.S. troops now out of Afghanistan. Nearly 20 years since U.S. boots were first put on the ground and overthrew the Taliban, all but one region of the country is in Taliban control now. The head of U.S. Central Command making the announcement today.
Tonight's withdrawal signifies both the end of the military component of the evacuation, but also the end of the nearly 20-year mission that began in Afghanistan shortly after September 11, 2001. It's a mission that brought Osama bin Laden to a just end, along with many of his al-Qaeda co-conspirators. And it was not a cheap mission. The cost was 2,461 U.S. service members and civilians killed, and more than 20,000 who were injured. Sadly, that includes 13 U.S. service members who were killed last week by an ISIS-K suicide bomber. We honor their sacrifice today as we remember their heroic accomplishments. No words from me could possibly capture the full measure of sacrifices and accomplishments of those who served, nor the emotions they're feeling at this moment. But I will say that I'm proud that both my son and I have been a part of it.
More than 123,000 civilians were evacuated in what officials have called a historic airlift, a sometimes frantic effort to get people out after the Taliban's rapid takeover. Now, there are concerns about the resurgence of terrorism in Afghanistan, especially with the release of thousands of fighters from prison. And that's something the Pentagon says the Taliban will have to deal with.
I do believe the Taliban's going to have their hands full with ISIS-K, and they let a lot of those people out of prisons, and now they're going to be able to reap what they sowed.
President Biden plans to address the nation on his decision tomorrow afternoon. However, he faces more questions about the withdrawal and how it was carried out, with congressional hearings expected in the future to examine failures under both the Biden and Trump administrations. But today, Republican Senator Ben Sasse's harshest words were reserved for President Biden. In a statement, he accused the president of breaking America's word to Afghan allies and telling one lie after another. He called the decision to leave some Americans behind morally indefensible, saying, quote, "Dishonor was the president's choice. May history never forget this cowardice." And we expect to hear from Secretary of State Antony Blinken any minute now. He's expected to give remarks on where things go from here. And we'll, of course, bring that to you live here on Newsy. Switching gears now to another major story that we are following. A long recovery awaits New Orleans and much of the Gulf Coast after Ida came through. Basic needs like water and electricity are at a premium given the damage to infrastructure. Officials are telling people who evacuated the region to stay out until further notice as crews work to clear up some of the damage and debris that you see on the street. 911 service was just restored in New Orleans, according to the local government. But the entire city is virtually without power as people battle the heat, and it could take weeks to restore. New Orleans' Sewage and Water Board is reporting issues with some equipment, asking people to limit water use. But Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the levee system held this time, years after a catastrophic failure during Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Today, President Biden offered his administration's support of the Gulf Coast.
That's our job. If we work together, the folks get knocked down, we're there to help you get back on your feet. We're going to stand with you and the people of the Gulf as long as it takes for you to recover.
Tropical storm conditions in Mississippi and Alabama are expected to last through the morning as Ida moves through. The National Weather Service warns the southern parts of those states could see dangerous flooding caused by heavy rain. The European Union is taking the U.S. off its safe travel list because of rising coronavirus infections in the states. The guidance from the European Council is not binding. The EU doesn't have a unified COVID tourism policy. That means some European countries could still keep their borders open to American tourists. Well, the U.S. Education Department is launching civil rights inquiries into five states with bans on mask mandates. The department is investigating Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Utah. Federal officials say those bans could amount to discrimination against students with disabilities or health conditions by preventing some students from safely attending school amid the ongoing COVID surge. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.